From Panther Stadium on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to Week 10 of the college football season. Today, it's the Ohio Dominican Panthers with a record of 5-2, 4-1 in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference, taking on the Lake Erie Storm, who are 3-6, 2-4 in the Great Midwest Athletic Conference. Ernst will take the snap. He'll throw it to the right, caught by Washington, turns to the outside and broke a tackle, and he's down the sideline, and he's going to win the foot race, and it's a touchdown, Ohio Dominican. 52 yards for Cedric Washington.
Just a simple pitch and catch out there to the far side, and Cedric was able to break a couple tackles and got the Jets going and was able to race down the sideline and get into the end zone for the first score of the game. And for Cedric Washington, his third touchdown of the season.
Jed Quackenbush will come out for Ohio Dominican now for the extra point. 24 out of 26 on the season. Good snap and hold, and the extra point by Quackenbush is good. And with 12:27 to play here in our first quarter, it is Ohio Dominican 7 and Lake Erie nothing. So they will have to try a long field goal here into this wind. This is going to be a 40-yard try for Smith. He is a redshirt freshman with a long of 26 this year. He is 4 out of 6 on the season. The man who does the kickoffs is their holder, Sean McLaughlin. And the snapper is freshman Jacob Gonzalez from the far side hash mark. 40-yard field goal try is on the way, and it is good. And so Lake Erie comes back and they answer the Panthers' drive with a score of their own. Timeout on the field with 10-11 to play first quarter. Ohio Dominican 7, Lake Erie 3. So Clark, Washington, and Conliff are all to the left. And on third down and goal, Ernst will look to his left, tosses it over here. It is caught by Clark, leans into the end zone for a Panthers touchdown. Ernst just floated the ball over to Clark, who had to reach down and catch it. And stumbling to his right, he turned into the end zone for the score.
DeAndre Clark, his second touchdown of the season. And again, filling in for the injured David Turner, whose season is done. And he's been a nice added addition to this offense, DeAndre Clark, and is able to get into the end zone to extend the Panthers' lead.
And Jed Quackenbush back out here for the extra point. And the kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 6:18 to play now in our first quarter. It is Ohio Dominican on top of Lake Erie by a score of 14-3. One quarter in the books today. Ohio Dominican leads Lake Erie by a score of 14-3. Second down and 10. They set up a screen. Zakuri caught it at the 14, moves left to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Lake Erie. Perfect call at the right time for the Lake Erie Storm. Panthers were coming. They set up a running back screen to Zakuri, and it's a 14-yard touchdown for the Storm. Extra point coming here by Justin Smith. 24 out of 28 on point afters this year. Kick is up, and it is good. Timeout on the field with 12:51 to play here in the first half. New score, it is Ohio Dominican 14, Lake Erie 10. Marion Smith has an empty backfield, and on first down and 10, they'll sweep it over here to the near side. And this run over the 35, ball comes out, and it's not an interception, but it's a fumble recovery by Alicio Amato. And the Panthers will get the football. They handed it off that time to Jayshon Bester, had a head of steam, and the Panthers popped him and jarred it free. So second down and goal with a football at the 2-yard line. Ernst takes the snap, will hand it off to Colson. This time he searches for the goal line, still fighting, and he's in. Touchdown, E.J. Colson, 2-yard run. Good snap and hold, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field, 5:12 to play. Here in our second quarter, new score, Ohio Dominican 21, Lake Erie 10. Marion Smith now will back up into a punt formation, takes it and shanks it. And that is going to be fielded by Dimmerling at the 45 on the far side of the field. He's ahead to the 35, still going downfield. On the far sideline, still going to the 10, down to the 6-yard line. And that whole thing just backfired on Lake Erie. What a return by Gus Dimmerling. Third and goal from the 1 for ODU. Ernst has Colson lined up to his right. Barber and Skaradovich are on the right side of the line. It is Colson. No, Ernst will take it, and he'll walk into the end zone for a Panthers touchdown. Evan Ernst on a 1-yard quarterback keeper.
a little misdirection play. They had student body going right, thinking that they were handing it off to EJ, and Evan came around the other side and was able to waltz right into the end zone for his fifth rushing touchdown of the season.
And the kick is up, and it is good. So 1:40 remaining, and it's now 28-10 in favor of the Ohio Dominican Panthers. Ohio Dominican leads by a score of 28-10 right now over the Lake Erie Storm.
Coach, pretty wild first half. It was back and forth, and then you got two big plays with the turnover and then the punt return. How do you feel this team has been after having a week off?
We've dropped a lot of balls. You know, we haven't executed at times here offensively, and Lake Erie's done a good job. They've made some plays and coverage and all that stuff, but we've got to just do a better job protecting the football and catching the thing downfield.
E.J. Colson lines up to the right of Evan Ernst in the all-black look today for the Panthers. And play action pass, and Ernst will sling it over the middle. Clark to catch the 45, gets a block from Conliff, near sideline 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, DeAndre Clark, 61 yards. And now with a field that is full of sunshine, Jed Quackenbush from our left will try the extra point. Adcock puts it down, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field, 10:22 to play here in the third quarter. New score, Ohio Dominican 35, Lake Erie 10. Smith with three receivers to the wide side of the field. Looks, rolls, pressured, scrambles back behind the 50. Still rolling the other way, and Schwartzmiller will grab him back at the 41-yard line. He and Sierre Hall with the sack and a turnover on downs. Ernst will bring Washington in motion. They'll hand to Colson. Off to the left-hand side. He'll high-step it in for a Panthers touchdown.
Second touchdown on the afternoon for EJ. His eighth on the season. And well over 100 yards now. With 130. So a nice afternoon for EJ Colson.
And the spot and the kick, and it is up and it is good. And with 33 seconds to play, now in the third quarter, it is 42-10 in favor of Ohio Dominican. As Malik Moore gets the handoff, huge hole left side, 10-5, untouched. Malik Moore, 22-yard touchdown run. Wow.
And the first touchdown for Malik Moore on the season.
So Jed Quackenbush back out after Malik Moore's touchdown run. Good snap and hold. And the kick again is good. 9:52 to play now in our fourth quarter. New score, it is Ohio Dominican 49 and Lake Erie 10. So it'll be first down or second down in about three. Smith drops the snap and the Panthers recover it for their third takeaway of the day. Was it Lou Allen who fell on it? No, I take that back. That is Caleb Dursing who falls on it. Freshman from Walnut Hills with his first fumble recovery. Final score today, Ohio Dominican 49, Lake Erie 10.
Coach, we talked at halftime. It was kind of tight early on in this one, and then you got the big turnover and then the funky play with the punt, and that kind of flipped the script on this game and run away 49-10. How do you feel your team played today?
We played well enough. Coming off a bye week, I was worried about us, controlling the ball and being lethargic and being locked in. And the first quarter there, it looked like we were just, and that's exactly the way it looked to me. We were putting the ball on the ground. I mean, we were getting back on it, but, just it looked sloppy to me. But, the third quarter, it cleaned up as we went on, obviously, and our defense did a good job kind of popping the game open. So happy with the way those guys played and good to get out of here with a win.
Yeah, and the running game got going, too, with EJ. Well over 100 yards, couple of touchdowns. Hitting stride here at the last couple weeks of the season with possibly a chance at the championship and maybe a playoff run.
Yeah, we'll find out. We've tried to consistently get better in that aspect of the game. And hopefully we took another step today, and we'll see next week.
Well, offensively today, the Ohio Dominican Panthers finished with 398 yards, and one of the big days came from a wide receiver today, DeAndre Clark. Three catches, 75 yards, and two touchdowns, and here he is with Matt.
DeAndre, only three catches today offensively, but two of those were for touchdowns. Nice job out there in the receiving game. What was the offense looking like for you today out there as things started to open up?
When we start to open up, we're a real good team. So when the O-line starts protecting the quarterback and he has time to find us, we'll be able to get open. And like that, I got two touchdowns. So.
We were talking about the running game with Coach, and that running game, I think, kind of opened things up for the passing game. What was it like out there, especially in these windy conditions out there as a receiver?
Well, when the run game's going well, it threatens the defense, so they get all sucked in thinking run, and it's easier for us to get open. And the conditions didn't really bother us, especially compared to last week, so this was like heaven out here. So.
On the defensive side today, Dawson Dales was all over the place. He had 9 solo tackles, a tackle for loss, a career-high 13 tackles for Dawson Dales, a junior from Defiance. And here he is.
Dawson, career-high 13 tackles out there. Defense really did a nice job of letting Lake Erie do what they wanted to do, but kept them out of the end zone. They didn't really have much going on the ground game. And what were you seeing out there from the linebacking corps?
Their offense is a very improved football team. They have a bunch of athletes, a bunch of JUCO guys that came in, and they're very capable of making big plays. And we just kept people in front of us and rallied the ball with relentless effort.
Yeah, and you guys get the big turnover from Alicio and from the linebacking core, and I think that kind of changed the tone of the game and really got things going momentum-wise defensively. What was it like out there between you and Alicio and Cam Moore and even guys like Brady Blattner getting in there, sticking it to them defensively?
I'll tell you what, Alicio's a ball hawk, and I think we all see it week to week. And it's really sweet to see a turnover, then our offense capitalize on it, our defense get right back out there and get a stop. And that was big for us, a big turning point in the game to kind of take over. But having those other linebackers, Brady, Cam, Alicia, all those guys being in there, it's great. It's so we have fun out there and really enjoy the game of football and just fly around and have fun.